opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Good afternoon. You've tuned in to Might Radio Broadcast, DDV Radio. Pastor Michael McDuffie is not here today, so you will be tuning in, listening to First Lady Minister Jamie McDuffie. Good afternoon to all that are out there listening. It's an exciting time to be alive. We thank God for you're taking your time out to tune in, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, or you're driving in your car. We say just tune in, and I pray that something that you hear encourages you, uplifts you, and motivates you to do things in the kingdom of God. Let us open up with prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day, one that we've never seen before. We thank you, Lord God, for what our ears are about to hear and our hearts are about to feel. We pray, Lord God, that this be a rhema word fresh from heaven to encourage, uplift, motivate, and move your people from point A to point B. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to fill in for my pastor, my husband, Pastor Michael D. McDuffie. And I thank you for the DVD radio, DDD radio, that allows him this broadcast to spread your word throughout the world to people far and near. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about partnerships, allies, friendships, recognizing that it's very important in the body of Christ to connect and realize the bridges that God leads you across to connect with business partners, with relationships, to bring you to the next place in your life. For we should know by now, and if we don't, that we're not here on this earth for ourselves. We're here so that God's kingdom can be advanced. And it's impossible for you to advance the kingdom of God all by your lonesome, even though sometimes you wish you could. Because sometimes it's difficult to merge, to mix, you know, to blend with other people, but God has designed it and set it up that way that we would swallow our pride, that we would get off our high horses, that we would recognize that we need people. At the end of the day, we need somebody. Everybody needs somebody to help them get to the next point of where God is calling them. Either directly or indirectly. Maybe I may not need you, but you may know somebody that I need, so I need you to be that connection. Amen? So on today, I'm going to go to a scripture to set the foundation for this hour of conversation. And it's going to come from Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 83. And I'm going to start reading at verse 1. And this is where, you know, God confounds the enemies. He employs to confound the enemies, his enemies. As you're going forward, as you're moving into things of God, as you're excited about kingdom building, you're going to have adversity. You're going to have opposition. You're going to have enemies. There's no way around it. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. It's just the way that God has designed it so that we don't become puffed up, you know, conceited, sitting up on our high horses, thinking it's all about us. And it allows us to rely on other people. It allows us to realize that without other people, we really can't move to the next spot. So it's going to come from chapter 83 of the book of Psalms, starting at verse 1, and I'll see how far I need to read before I stop or continue, okay? So it says, O God, do not remain quiet. Do not be silent, and O God, do not be still. For behold, your enemies make an uproar, and those who hate you have exalted themselves. They make shrewd plans against your people and conspire together against your trusted ones. They have said, come and let us wipe them out as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. For they have conspired together with one mind. Against you they have made a covenant. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hegrites, Gebel and Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitations of Tyrus. Assyria also has joined with them. They have become a help to the children of Lot, Selah. Okay, as I said before, when you endeavor to do something great, I don't care whether it's in your family, if it's in the business arena, if it's in TV, if it's in the things of God, whether it's the church, whenever a group of people come together on one accord and they agree to do something, there's always going to be another group off in the distance sitting, coming together, whether they like each other or not, just the mere fact they don't want to see you and your group succeed. They will become one mind, one voice, and one spirit to conspire against whatever it is that you endeavor to do. I'm going to repeat that just in case it wasn't clear. Whenever you and your group, whether it's your family who has developed a group, whether it's a church who has developed the group, whether it's a business who has developed a group, once you make a decision to go forward and do something great, you've written the vision down, you've made a plan, you've given everybody their assignments and where they need to be and what they need to do and what part they partake in making sure that this vision comes to pass and goes forward smoothly. Once that has been set, you've laid hands, you prayed over it, you presented it to God, you've done everything you needed to do, and now you and your group are ready to move forward. As soon as you have come to that conclusion that we are at the end to begin to start what we put down on paper, there is a whole nother group, seen and unseen, naturally and spiritually, that is devising a plan to come against you. When that begins to happen, you have to realize that this is the time for you and your group to lock in, to become even closer, to rely and trust on one another. God talks about allies. He talks about friendships. He talks about partnerships. Allies means the combined or unite of a resource or a commodity with one or another for mutual benefits. We've got to come to the point where we realize it's not going to be easy for us to get this assignment through, but in the midst of it all, we've got to remain together. We've got to remain trustworthy. We've got to remain understanding and patient, because as we go forward, we have to realize that there's a whole nother group off in the distance, naturally planning to come against us to make sure that we don't make it. We're going to start whispering and talking to other people to get to the people's ears that are in your group to convince them that it's not going to work or that they shouldn't have partnered with you. Spiritually, you're going to deal with demonic forces, principalities and powers. That's just a strong man in high places. You've got to really, really be confident and secure on what it is that God has asked you to do. Lady Jay, what you talking about? All right, I'm going to make it plain. I've been in church all my life. I gave my life to the Lord in 1988. I've seen a lot of things. I've been involved with a lot of things as far as the church is concerned. And I have to tell you, the church is definitely the training ground for life. I don't care what you say. The church will train you on how to deal with life, on how to deal with adversity, how to deal with circumstances, and most of all, how to deal with people. They will help you. Either you're going to learn today or you're going to have a rough time. I say that because we have a conception or a mindset that the church is the answer all. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying it because you would believe, or you would want to believe, or we've been trained to believe, or we think that the church is the place where there is nothing but peace, that there's no adversity, that there's no disagreement, that people don't get upset and get uneasy and get angry. And I'm here to beg, to differ, to make you aware, to let you know that that is not true. I wish it was, though. I really, really, really wish it was. But because of the fact that you have to look at the church, the local church, because we know church is a people, a called-out group of people. It's not actually the establishment or the building. That's the place where the church goes. So we call it the church. But the location where we go is the place where you learn. You learn how to deal with different people's personalities. You learn how to deal with disappointments and ups and downs and mixed emotions and people being sensitive and carrying their feelings on their shoulders and some people being highlighted more than others. And this is the place where you learn how to get tough-skinned. Being raised in church, I learned that God is the foundation of everything, and that is still true. Because with that strong foundation, no matter what happens as you're building, you'll always have that foundation to restart. AJ, what are you talking about? I'm talking about friendships. I'm talking about partnerships. I'm talking about relationships in the business arena, in our home, and friendships and you establish with your coworkers, between you and your boss. You know, there's just so many different partnerships and relationships and friendships that can be established. But the fact of the matter is that foundation that you have within yourself has to be so strong, or you're going to be easily offended. You're not going to be able to carry out that which you begin to move forward towards. You know, so I was, you know, raised in church, but once I gave my life to the Lord in 1988, it seemed like that's the moment and the time when I really realized that I was in this thing that I had to trust God for myself. It couldn't be based on the preacher. It couldn't be based on the way mom had trained me as a young lady, a little girl. It had to be a point where I realized that, God, you're going to have to show me how to do this for myself. Meaning when somebody offended me, how to forgive them, how to release them to God so that I can move forward, so I didn't get stuck in that moment and miss the big picture. I had to get to that place where I said, God, I understand that there's going to be some lonely moments. And in those lonely moments, he had to be my foundation, my rock, that support was in the pit of my gut, that when I felt like I had no words to explain the pain that I was going through, that I trusted him enough to release that so that I could move forward. When you've had a friendship or a partnership and you've been disappointed and you've been hurt and people, you know, turn their backs on you and you've, you know, paid their bills, you've let them eat at your table, you've even taken them into your home and those people do something to hurt you, there's a hurt that goes so deep that you just be like, you know, I just can't believe it. You just feel like, is this really happening? Did this really happen? And God allows you to experience that and go through that. And I have to say he allows it because he's all powerful. He could have prevented it. He could have stopped it. But for some reason, he allows it for you to go through it so that you can even trust him the more and learn him in another way and find out who he really is in your life. And it's a daily walk. I mean, it's an everyday process. You just keep moving forward and trusting and believing. And after a while, you'll begin to see people, you know, the way God sees people. And you'll know that people are people. You know, they're going to hurt you. They're going to disappoint you. They're going to let you down. Because if you think about it, you're a person and you hurt people and you disappoint and you let people down. That goes to show that nobody's perfect. And when you start seeing people in that light and in that way, it doesn't hurt as much. I have to tell you, it doesn't hurt as much. Here it is, 2019, and I'm still facing those same disappointments, those same hurts. But I want you to know that God has trained me and he has taught me and he's given me some tough skin that I bounce back. Every time you get hurt, every time you're disappointed, you bounce back a little bit faster. The faster you let it go, the faster you bounce back. Don't hold those grudges. Don't hold that hate. You just, you know, learn how to deal with people in a different light. And God, you know, was expressing in this passage of scripture that they were coming together to come against the Israelites. And the people of God, they were conspiring. They conspired in their mind. They conspired in their deeds and in their actions. And, you know, they really wanted to kill them. They wanted them done. And trust me, there's some people that wish you would just erase off the face of the earth. But God has purpose and plans for your life. And as long as he has purpose and plans for your life, and you believe that he has purpose and plans for your life, you'll keep your eyes on him and not on people. Lady J, where are you going with this? About 10 to 11 years ago, my husband had a vision to develop a group called the I Am Initiative. Now, for years prior to that, he was very involved in the Patterson Pastors Workshop. He attended under different presidential leaderships. And then there came a point in time after serving for so many years, that organization where God saw fit for him to become the president of the Patterson Pastors Workshop. Just because you serve an organization and then God allows you to be in charge of that organization doesn't mean the same people that you once served will in return serve you. And I say that because you need to be aware that that's the most hurtful and painful situation. You can serve people for 10 and 15 and 20 years, and then by the 21st year, now you're in charge, and them same people that you once served under don't feel that you're the person that they can serve under. You know, it's really sad, and it's only a reflection of what Jesus went through, you know, after knowing he was the one, he was God Almighty, doing the wonderful miracles, doing the signs and wonders for all these people, and then they turn around after he's done all of this, and they kill him, crucify him, they shout. Can you imagine that pain? So if God himself had to go through it, the one who was sinless had to go through it, what makes us think we are exempt? So for somebody who's asking themselves, I can't believe I'm going through this. I can't believe they did this to me. I'm never going back to that organization. I'm never going to be a part of that group. No, 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 no. Stop, 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 stop. the big picture is, if God has told you to be a part of it, shake it off, toughen your skin up, and learn from the situation. Learn from it and show people who you are, who you are really the bigger person. Because when you can stay a part of something that, when someone has hurt you, it really makes you the bigger person, because now you genuinely are going to show them how to forgive. You're going to show them how to trust. And you're going to express to them, you know, what they did to you. You can do that. Express to them how you felt. But at the end of the day, I'm not going nowhere, because I know I'm supposed to be here. So when you make that statement, you just show them the strength that's in you and who is really the stronger person. And trust me, as you exemplify that strength, people will glean and they will learn from you and they will embrace you and see you in a different light. And you'll be showing them, because they're going to have to go through some things themselves. Maybe not in that particular organization, but just in life general. And by you overcoming that situation and you coming through it, it proves to them that, number one, God is able, because now you're exemplifying the characteristics of Christ, and that God can do anything, anything but fail. So as I was saying, God had given him a vision to orchestrate a group called the I Am Initiative. And that means to adopt a block, to move forward in the school system where the faith-based community can partnership with the school system to help get things done. And I tell you, as he wrote it down, as he began to talk to me about it, by seeing the track record of all the things he had gone through prior to this vision, I said, you can do it. If God told you to do it, do it. Go for it. And, you know, we had a lot of people who were like, you know, we can't go into schools. We can't mix church and state. And trust me, we weren't trying, and I say we because my husband and I are one, we weren't trying to mix church and state, but what we were trying to do was to let them know that the faith-based community is here for them, to help them. And this was like all volunteer. We were going to find out those people that were available within the different faith-based communities and train them on how to go and infiltrate into the school system and be that partnership, as I stated, that network and that bridge that can show how the two different yet different entities can still be beneficial. You know what? I need to cut for a break right now, for a commercial break. And when I come back, I'll elaborate on that, which I've already started talking about.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Mike Radio Broadcast. Pastor Michael D. McDuffie is not here today. If you're just tuning in, this is Lady Jamie McDuffie, and we thank you for tuning in to the Mike Radio Broadcast, DDVRadio.com. If you're just logging in, we're talking about partnership. We're talking about allies. We're talking about relationships. And just to recap, I was talking about how we look at the church as being the heal-all to all. And it's supposed to be, but it never said it would be in the absence of pain, in the absence of disappointment, in the absence of letdowns, in the absence of hurt. It's the heal-all to all in the midst of the disappointments, in the midst of the letdowns, in the midst of the hurts, because it's the training ground for your skin to get toughened, for you to be able to move forward and to infiltrate and move the things that God has told you to do into the world. As I was saying, the I Am initiative, I had time during the commercial to really, I had caught a brain freeze. I couldn't think of what the second A was for. So it's I Am, I-A-A-M. The I is infiltrate. The first A is adopt the school. The second A is adopt the block. And the M is make discipline one. So God had given this vision to Pastor McDuffie to bring the faith-based community into the local school system here, you know, in the city of Patterson. And people were like, Pastor Mike, you can't do that. And, you know, I just want to encourage somebody right now who's listening. You know, when people say you can't, you have to ask yourself, did God tell you to really do it? Because if God told you to do it, what people's opinions are about what they say to you, about how you express it and what God has told you to do, it doesn't matter. Because if God told you to do it, If he told you and showed you the vision, he's going to give you the provision, and he's going to give you the people that are going to help bring the vision to pass. And when the people in the midst of the vision going forward get weak, you just have to reiterate, this is what God has told me to do. I believe it. And either you stand with me, or I'm going to keep moving forward until God sends some new people that will embrace what God is showing me and telling me to do. And on that note, Pastor McDuffie had a lot of opposition. He had a lot of haters, a lot of naysayers. And I had to keep, you know, reminding him, hon, if God told you, just keep pushing, just keep pushing. And it's difficult sometimes because you want the people that you call your friends, you want the people that you call your confidants to be there to encourage you as well. If you got that one person that will encourage you, hold on to it and just keep on moving forward. And when that one person, when they get weak, as the Bible tells us, that the prophet says, sometimes I got to encourage myself. You got to encourage yourself. And he kept moving forward, and he asked some different local faith-based communities if they had people. We started meeting in our home and expressing the vision to them. And the creative thing about this program that God had given my husband over 20, 21 years ago, it's probably been in fruition for the last 15 or 16, because we had to do the planning portion prior to us actually implementing it and getting it approved by the superintendent of the Board of Education. And we thank God for her at that time, Ms. Eileen Schaefer. She was not the superintendent at the time when we implemented this program, but she caught the vision. And because she caught the vision, years later, God allowed her to become the superintendent of the Patterson Public School Systems. So we already had the favor of her based on her catching the vision prior to her position as supervisor. I tell you, God is such an orchestrator. He knows exactly how to do things, when to do them, and which way to get them done. We couldn't have plotted that or planned that if we wanted to. It was all God. And we won favor with her, and we were able to implement this in the schools. And the way that this program, the I Am Initiative, works is we would train them to go in. Pastor McDuffie and Reverend Marcus would take that individual from another faith-based organization to the school and talk to the principal and find out what type of help the principal needed. Maybe the principal was having low attendance in her school or having difficulty with parental support, showing up for back-to-school night, or just being active. So that person would become a part of the I Am Initiative. They would have a background check, and they would become fingerprinted. And then they would be taken to the principal, and the principal would share three of the important needs that she had on her heart or his heart, depending on who the principal is. And we would then tell that person, in your creativity and how God uses you, how can you help this principal bring this A, B, and C idea to pass? If they were not available during the day, like some of you know, Reverend Marcus is available, and he's adopted two schools already, and he's there during the day between those two schools. God has graced him to have that flexibility to do so. But if you're not flexible to have that availability during the daytime, you can go after school for an hour or two, or you can do a Saturday for an hour or two. And what you do is you develop your own team so that you're not on demand to be Johnny on the spot at every time you need to be there. You can, you know, delegate that authority to whoever else is on your team, and it frees up your time so that you're not there all the time. Maybe you want to go in on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for an hour, hour and a half after school. So those other programs that are going on after school will have they won't interact for, or they won't have any interference. That's what I'm looking for. They won't have any interference in the program that you're going to be establishing. Maybe you and your team are going in and making phone calls calls, because we need to find out which parents are available to become a part of the PTO. Maybe they can't give a whole bunch of time, but if you, one parent, you got five parents, this parent takes 15 minutes, another parent takes 15 minutes, and then the next parent takes 15 minutes. Here, we got five different parents who's taking 15 minutes to say that they'll come to the school and help with maybe making copies or help with reaching out to other parents on back to school night, greeting them. Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for coming to back to school night. We're looking for this. Some people to become a part of the PTO. Whatever it is that principal is struggling with, that faith-based organization will go in and help meet the need. And that's how that ally, that relationship, that partnership is bridged. That's the I Am initiative. My husband has been gifted to be able to do this. He makes partnerships with the police department, with the fire department, between the school system, between the church, in the political arena. And we don't have to do back deals, because when you're genuine, just your personality and people conversating and talking to you, your track record develops a fame and goes out before you. So before you even see these people, they've already heard about you. That's why I said you have to be careful what you say, what you put on social media, because you can't be trying to be before the public's eye when people can go and look and see how you live and what you say and what you do on social media, and it's not uplifting, encouraging, or edifying to our children, to our young people. You know, they already need some role models to follow, so you can't be one way on a job or in front of people and another way on social media, because nowadays people can see everything. As you see, when you become in front of the spotlight, they pull up your background. You know, that's just how things are. So if you are consistent everywhere you go and all things that you do, then you don't have to worry about that. You just don't. So he's developed these relationships and these partnerships to the point where now 15 years later, this I Am initiative is so rooted and grounded, and it's just rolling like a ball that has been a snowball that has been a little snowball. And now as it takes up speed, it's picking up. So I'm just excited about that. On yesterday, we had a big meeting with the commissioner of the Board of Education of New Jersey, Dr. Lamont Prolet, I think that's how you say his name, Prolet. There were like 50 to 60 people in the room of different backgrounds of careers that came together based on these different partnerships that Pastor McDuffie has developed. And I'm sure after hearing what people are doing and how they're affecting their local school that they've adopted, the excitement is to know that it's working. It's working. And as I said, this is all volunteer. Yes, the big picture is that one day it'll make a job for somebody. It'll give a stipend to somebody. But first you've got to do things wholeheartedly and willing. And the Bible says your gift will make room for you. If you naturally, genuinely love kids, after a while the dollars will find itself to you. I'm a firm believer of that. I've seen it happen. Trust me. It may take a little time, but I've seen it happen. And on yesterday, I mean, it was a great outpour. The commissioner was excited. This was his first time actually meeting Pastor McDuffie and his allies, partnerships, and the team that makes up the I Am initiative. And I know that it was a great impact, and it made an impression on his heart to know that the dollars that he's given to this district, that one day it can help fund the people who are actually doing these jobs by the faith-based connecting with the school system. At my school, Stars Academy, where I work at a special needs high school for students with disabilities, multiple disabilities, and I've been doing it now for 20 years. I've been in the district for 20 years, going on my 21st year, and I love what I do. I literally love what I do. I love children. I love to teach children. I love interacting with children. And it makes me look at it, you know, I do what I do because I believe, you know, if I do for someone else's child, I would be paying it forward for one day if my child needed. That's my belief. Does it have to work that way? Yes, because it's reciprocity. That's just the way what you do, it comes back. You know, I just believe that, you know. So working with my students, there's a lot of young ladies there who just don't know minor living things, just simple things like, you know, how to get up in the morning and pull your hair in a ponytail, making it neat. I'm not saying you got to have a whole bunch of money to run back and forth to the beauty parlor. It's the simple things. You don't have laundry detergent. If you have a bar of soap, how to wash out your undergarments in the sink by hand. Just some simple things. I adopted Stars Academy and Rosa Parks, and I have a ministry that God has given me that's called More Than Meets the Eye. And I believe that we are, as a people, more than meets the eye. Meaning when someone sees you, there's more to you than what I see on the first time I see you. And the only way you really get to know a person is to really by spending time with that person, getting to know that person. So because I'm at my school and I'm able to build those friendships and those partnerships and, you know, have the kids be able to trust me and see me for who I am and I get to know them, there's certain things that I can say to them corporately, and then there's certain things I can say to them individually to help give them some tools for when they're no longer, because the students in my school are allowed to stay up to the age of 21. So, you know, they just need some life skills. And sometimes the parents don't have the time or the know-how. You only can teach what you know. And if you don't know, you can't teach. You can't transfer that over. And we can't, as parents, believe that everything our child needs, that we have it all. We don't. Because there's going to be some things that your child may need that you don't know anything about. And that's why you need these partnerships. That's why you need these allies. That's why you need these networking outlets so that you can refer. Well, so-and-so, I don't have what you're asking me for, but I know so-and-so over here can help you. And don't be afraid to share that information. Who cares who gets the benefit? Who cares? I mean, who gets the recognition for it? The benefit is that the child or the parent is getting the tools that they need for their child or for their household. That's all that matters at the end of the day. We have to get past of who's going to get the recognition. Who cares? Who cares? When you swallow your pride and you get over that point that, oh, you got that because I told you about it. So what? Thank you. I'm glad you knew. Now you know and you helped me. It's okay. It's all right. Maybe I'll forget to tell somebody that you told me, but then somebody else will come past needing that same information and I'll be able to say, because it's going to make me recall, oh, yeah, so-and-so told me about this particular network and this particular organization that can help you. And then your name will come up. I'll say, yeah, because so-and-so told me, so now I'm telling you. It doesn't matter who told you. All that matters is that what they need, they get it. So on yesterday, it was just an exciting, overwhelming opportunity to see the smiles on the people's faces. And my daughter sang, and two of her friends from Rosa Parks came, and they work at an after-school program, New City Kids. I picked them up, and my daughter sang, and her two friends, they're all teachers in this after-school program. My daughter teaches vocals. Another one teaches drums, and the other one is like the supervisor of the teenagers. And these are students from Rosa Parks High School. And I'm really on them about etiquette. I'm on them about their appearance, about being in public. And the same thing I say to our adults, I say to our kids, be careful of what you put on social media. Be careful to what you comment on. You girls are getting ready to go to college, and you don't want colleges to look on your social media page and just have you be in discredit for a moment of, you know, ignorance, or you just thought it was fun. No, it's not just fun. You have to be careful, and you have to be accountable for what you put on social media. So they came, and they were excited to share about how my daughter's been working at this after-school program now for 3 years. And her freshman year, she actually started volunteer. So the end of her freshman year, a little bit over 3.5 years, and the end of her freshman year, they actually offered her a job because she was there so much volunteering. So, you know, It has to do with who you're around, who you spend time with, where you want to be. You can't want to be great and hang out with people who don't have the same mindset to want to be great, unless you are going to be able to encourage them and influence them to change the way that they think. You got to be the leader. And being the leader means you got to make sure that you make the stand so people can watch and see and say, I want to be like that person, or I want to do something great like that person. So Pastor Mike on yesterday was actually being able to reap that which he's sown, even in tears, his time of loneliness, his times of disappointment, when he felt like he was all alone. Yesterday was the time for him to really be confident and be encouraged to know that all of that time and effort he put in, it was not for naught. It wasn't for nothing. It took a little while, but we see the big picture. And it's to the point now where we've implemented it in Patterson, and we had a few people who want to take the same model, want us to come, the core group, to come to their cities. There was a young man from New York, and he said, hey, you guys, Pastor Mike, you got to bring your team over, and they got to show us how to do this because we have some schools in our area. He has a church that he is heavily involved in, and we got some schools in our area that are asking us to do something. So now this same model is going to go from Patterson to New York. It's going to go from Patterson to Camden, New Jersey. There was another person that wanted to come to Camden. And, hey, who knows? It may end up in Canada. Who knows why God had me say that? But just know that when you set and aspire to do something great, that the opposition is coming, that the disappointment is coming. So gear yourself up. Keep yourself prayed up. Be conscious and aware on the people that you bring into your inner circle. The inner circle is considered your 3. Then you go to the next level, which is considered your 12. And then you go to your next circle, which is considered your 100. So, you know, your 50, then your 100. So you have to make sure that that core, as I mentioned earlier, I used the word foundation, that core group, that foundational group is solid. And know when they've expunged their time and you need to replace people. It's okay. You know, the NBA replaces people all the time, and we have a hard time replacing people when it comes to the church or sharing people. Sometimes we outgrow people, and it's okay. Don't be upset. Be that mature man. Be that mature woman. You know what? I thank you for the time that you've implemented all of your ideas and your creativity and the time that you've placed here, but I think now they can use you over here or ask God where you should go. I think you've expunged your time here. And it's okay. There's no love lost because you still have to keep that partnership. Even if they go somewhere else, keep that relationship. Keep that friendship. Keep them. Even if it's from a distance, keep it because you may have to call. Yo, so-and-so, do you remember when we did ABCD? Do you know the name of that company that helped and contribute to this? It's okay. You have to keep those lines of communication open and let them know. I'm not upset. I'm not disappointed. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. Be grateful. Be thankful for the time that you share and what you've learned from one another. We only go to work to gain tools for the next thing we're about to do. Sometimes we stay on jobs too long. That's why we get bored. You got so much creativity inside of you, and God is trying to stretch you and push you to the next level, and you become comfortable. He never told you to become comfortable. He told you to learn to study yourself approved. And once you learn and study to show yourself approved, then you take it on to the next level to where you're needed to help somebody else's grow. So one day you'll have your own. In order to be great, you've got to learn how to follow. You've got to learn how to serve. The least of them are great. That's what the Bible tells us. So just be encouraged. And we thank Dr. Lamont Rapallet for coming and bringing his team and sharing his time from Trenton. We thank Eileen Schaefer for allowing us to have the I Am initiative and for allowing it to flourish. If you're listening to this broadcast and you want to get involved, you can inbox Pastor McDuffie and let him know, hey, Pastor McDuffie, Lady J was talking about the I Am Initiative, and I'm looking forward. Sounds like something I can be interested and I can share. Maybe God is giving you a ministry where you write letters to parents who are incarcerated. There's a lot of our children in the school district whose parents are incarcerated. So what you can do is maybe an hour after school or 2 hours on Saturday, have those kids come back to the school and show them how to write letters so that they can encourage the inmates how to write letters to their parents. You don't know what it'll do to those parents who are incarcerated. Whatever it is that God has given you, it can be used to advance the kingdom of God here on earth as it is already in heaven. So don't be discouraged. Don't think it's too small. If you got an idea, share it with somebody that you know is credible to be able to give you sound information or feedback. See, what do you think about this? You know, and they'll broaden your eyes on and your mind on what it is that you're sharing. Trust me, there's some great things coming forward because there's some great people out here willing to do some great things. And God is not going to ignore your gifts and your talents as you desire to share them with the world. Start out volunteering and you'll never know what you'll be paid for. Because somebody else can be like, you know what, I need that for my company that's established right now. Even though you're volunteering over here, we share. You know, if I'm working with the young ladies and you say, hey, Jane, I know how to do makeup. I can bring you into my school and you could do teaching my young girls before they graduate how to put makeup so they don't put so much. You can come in and do like a little workshop that one day. Or if you need 2 days, I'll make it 2 days. You know what I'm saying? There's not like a closed door where we can't mix and mingle and share different skills and talents. Just because I'm at Stars Academy in Rosa Parks doesn't mean I can't go over to Don Bosco and MLK wherever Marcus is, because he may need my skills. Maybe he don't have the ability to reach the young ladies the way that I do. And he'll say, hey, Lady J, come over here. And he'll set it up on a day that I'm free at my school where I can go after school or on a Saturday or whatever it is that I need to do so that I can reach his young ladies. Even though they're in elementary school, they still need that grooming. They still need somebody to express to them on how to do certain things just for appearance, just so they can look presentable. And when you look presentable, you feel good about yourself. So I'm dealing with the outer appearance, but I'm building up their self-esteem at the same time, even for our young men. There's something that I can share with them and I can say to them about being groomed, about keeping your nails clean because it stops germs. I mean, little things like that. So don't think that what you have is too small. We want everybody to come and share and be a part of it. We don't have time for games. We don't have time for haters. We only have time for people who want to implement the kingdom of God here on earth so that the kingdom of God can be advanced. Amen. So on that note, I want to thank you again for tuning in to my radio broadcast, DDVradio.com. Pastor Michael McDuffie and your host today was Lady Jamie McDuffie. I hope something I said today was uplifting and encouraging. And I love you all and God bless. Bye-bye now.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.